We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
State Rep Nick Schroer is back with us this afternoon. First, my apologies because I had to change up the schedule today. I went long-winded in the first hour. How are you, Nick?
Hey, I am wonderful. We're still here in the Capitol trying to figure out the congressional maps, but thank you for having me on to discuss this very important topic with education.
Well, let me start with that, though. Is there any movement on those maps? And, you know, obviously there's some discussion about a 7-1 map versus a 6-2 map. Where do you think that's heading?
Well, I think ultimately we're going to do something. We have to. I know it's going to come out of committee tomorrow. I don't know if it's going to be a 7-1, but I will have an amendment that will at least have the discussion of a 7 Republican, 1 Democrat district. We're looking at states like Illinois, California, Oregon, states that have lost representation, and they're redrawing their districts to get rid of Republicans. I think there's a way we can do the same thing to stay within the Voting Rights Act, the Civil Rights Act. But again, what is going to pass the Senate? As of right now, the Senate has been imploding on procedural motions right now. So I think the discussion is going to be there next week after this bill makes its way out of the different committees. We're going to take it up on the House floor next week. But I can guarantee you there's going to be a discussion on whether we're going to have a 7-1 map or not.
All right. Let's talk about the Parents' Bill of Rights. This was something, there was a hearing on this morning, wasn't there? I saw some Twitter activity.
Correct. Oh, there was a lot of Twitter activity. The bill that we're told the Democrats are saying, we don't need this bill because parents already have these rights. And they also say within my bill that gets rid of critical race theory that we don't need it because it's not being taught. So I've seen the most activity.
Well, we know the latter is not true. We know that for sure. So
that, yeah, well, 100%.
Yeah.
And what House Bill 1474 does, it is a parent's bill of rights. It is very common sense principles that parents should have the ability, unfettered ability, to come in and figure out what their kids are being taught, where their tax dollars are going, who they're going to, and should have the ability to opt out of certain things and get certain permissions before they go to certain field trips. So in the critical race theory portion is something that we debated on the floor over an hour last year. It's the same exact language that says, you know, no indoctrination. Let's get back to the brass tacks, learn history, reading, writing, and curriculum, the good, the bad, and the ugly of history. But yeah, we had a very, very contentious hearing on something that the left is saying is unneeded.
So you have, I see some of the coverage here, and there was this is a Republican from St. Peter, Phil Christofanelli, says, how do you teach about civil rights without classifying people into groups for any purpose whatsoever? Because is that something that comes up in the bill? So that's a question from a fellow Republican.
Well, and that was something that I clarified with him. There's two different qualifiers, so to speak. So in the critical race theory portion, and after I clarified it, he agreed with me because it says that you are unable, certain curriculum that identifies people into groups, such as being systematically sexist, racist, biased, privileged, or oppressed, and employs immutable, inherited, or objective characteristics to how they look, race, appearance, family. And then it goes on to describe defining a person's identity, classifying them into certain groups. So he didn't see the qualifier at the beginning, but it's just like what CRT does, like Dr. LeGarrette King has been advocating for, that we should be grouping people, such as white people, Caucasians, into a group of oppressors just because of how they look. That is not historically accurate. We need to get back to teaching our kids our core concepts, reading, writing, arithmetic, in all of the history, not this fairy tale version that's been spun by the left.
Look, I could not agree with you more on that point, and I have been one of the most vocal opponents of critical race theory. However, I have some concerns when, and I'm not saying this to you, but when you try to codify things like this into law, it gets pretty tricky. And I think you're even seeing some pushback. I know State Rep. Shamed Dogan, who's running for county executive here, expressed some concern about that particular part of the bill. So the, one of the questions, legitimate questions, is this something that's even enforceable?
I think it absolutely is. I think, you know, when you embolden parents, once they're looking at the curriculum that's being sent, that's being mandated under this Parents' Bill of Rights, if they request certain curriculum and they see that there is something in there that should not be forced down our kids' throat, being taught as fact when it's not, then they will have the ability to bring that to the attention of the Attorney General. And I think, you know, other states have taken different approaches. There are some states that have just outright banned anything called critical race theory. And we've seen with Common Core what the left is doing and the NEA is doing is just labeling it to something different. And that's what Dr. LeGarrette King said, look, put all of these tenets of critical race theory, disguise them as social studies, and then you can teach whatever you want. So we have to go after the tenets. We have to go after the quote-unquote equity or the cultural Marxism instead of putting labels on it. And I think it absolutely is enforceable.
Well, you know, I still have my doubts about that because, again, philosophically, ideologically, I agree with all of that. I want to fight and stop critical race theory. I think parents have been very active going to school board meetings. I don't have the full confidence that a state law can encapsulate everything that needs to be, just because it's such a tricky issue. And you know this, is it technically critical race theory that's being taught? Well, technically, maybe not. It's intersectionality, whatever you want to call it. I just call it plain racism, and it's wrong. But how do you selectively have a piece of legislation and a statute that directly, you know, prohibits what's not appropriate? It's just tough. It's tricky.
Well, it's very tough, and that's why, you know, I love being down here and listening to the parents that are outraged by certain things that are being taught. And even with the Parents' Bill of Rights, certain rights that, yes, we will all say that they have, but there are certain school districts that are not honoring those rights. So I think, you know, being down here working with the other members, 163 members in the Missouri House, 30-plus members in the Senate, I'm very confident we'll be able to craft some sort of mechanism that is enforceable that will penalize certain teachers that are going to go rogue and continue to indoctrinate students with this cultural Marxism crap that belongs nowhere in our schools, unless you're in a college and you want to take some form of alternative class. If you want to learn about all different types of theories, that's fine. But our grade school kids need, again, I'll emphasize this, our testing scores are terrible right now, especially in light of everybody going virtual last year. We need to get back to the brass tacks on how we can create a way in our schools to go back to teaching our kids how to think and not what to think, especially when it's spun by either party.
But if you have even reps in your caucus on the House side expressing, you know, some doubts about this, are you confident, handicap this realistically? Is this something that can get to the governor's desk?
Well, 100%. And I say that, you know, I was the sponsor of the Missouri Stands for the Unborn Act, the big heartbeat bill that even Republican pundits around the nation were saying is the strongest version of a pro-life bill they've ever seen. So we were told that bill had no shot from the get-go. We worked with members in both parties and ultimately got it to the governor's desk. Here, I believe the Republican Party, even some Democrats, are all on the same page that we need to get indoctrination out of the schools. How do we get there is exactly why we're down here, and hopefully we can craft a bill that makes it out of committee. And, you know, that's the Republicans sharing concerns. That's because we're a party of policy. We're not the party like Nancy Pelosi says, let's bind together and pass Obamacare, and then later we'll find out after we pass it what's in it. No, we want to address these issues before it becomes a problem and goes to the governor's desk. So, yeah, I am confident working with my colleagues like Representative Chris Finelli from St. Peter's, we will craft some form of legislation which will prohibit the indoctrination and embolden parents to speak up when they see it happening.
All right, Nick, I appreciate it. I was going to try to see if I can pull this up because there was a story that came out today about, let me see here, North Carolina has a situation where the state school board approved a $7 million federal grant called the Preschool Handicap Grant to be used for equity and cultural responsiveness in the early childhood classroom. You should check this out because basically this is a red state, of all things, spending
right.
money for handicapped preschoolers to go woke.
I mean, well, and
that's where we are right now.
One of the members that you mentioned did bring up Martin Luther King. Now, Martin Luther King Jr. was somebody who shared the concerns of our founding fathers in the concept of equality, not equity. It's something that, you know, was put in the Declaration of Independence. It was codified in the 14th and 15th Amendments. Even in the Civil Rights and Voting Acts was it solidified. But this concept of equity, just states that equality is mere discrimination on its face. So by pushing forth these forms of equity and these new concepts that are in CRT, that are in forms of cultural Marxism, to me are destroying the very fabric that this nation was built upon.
All right, I'm with you on that point. Nick, sure, I got to go because I've gone late again. I appreciate it. Keep us posted, though. All right, take care, Nick. Thank you.
God bless you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.